You're listening to Round Table. Imagine this. You are strutting through the streets. The sun is shining and birds humming, and you're having a great time. Until you step on something squishy and smelly.
Ugh.
Yep, you've just stepped on dog poop.
No.
No way! Oh, and write in if this has happened to you. Dog poop is a problem plaguing many Chinese neighborhoods. 18 outdoor pets bathrooms have been created in a residential community in Xining, Qinghai province. So shall a doggy toilet solve this problem?
Well, let's talk about this doggy toilet. So the simple setup is a 2 square meter ground with sand over, I imagine sand on the floor for the dogs to do their business, and wooden fences to give that dog the privacy it so much wants, you know? But anyways, this was it was brought into the community by the property management of the community. As I understand it, these are cleaned up. These lavatories are used and cleaned up with disinfectants and are sprayed, and it's actually having some success. But, you know, I think this is actually something we can really learn from. In the U.S., it is a big deal when people don't clean up after their dog. And, in fact, there's like these trash can bin type posts all over dog parks, specific dog parks.
Dog parks.
So people can enter?
With bags near the can, so you clean up after your dog. You pick it up, because let me tell you something. Dog feces is not a natural fertilizer, like you might imagine. Some people might imagine. Actually, according to the EPA, it is put on a level that is in the same category as herbicides and insecticides. These are things that kill pests that are on our crops. It's harmful. There's bacteria that is harmful to humans. And these things are toxic, and without cleaning up can seep into many things that we need to not have it seep into. So it's basically dog feces needs to be cleaned up. I don't think people know how actually it is bad for humans, but maybe there's this stigma that it's a natural fertilizer. People, it's not. It's not.
And it's really disgusting. And, Ryan, you know what? I'm not going to give people the benefit of the doubt here at all. It doesn't take a brain scientist to find out that when you're not cleaning after your dog, when your dog is doing its business on the street in front of people and people step on the...
It's pretty embarrassing. Yeah.
It doesn't take a person with high education to understand this is wrong. This is not benefiting
anyone.
So
we need to use psychology here to work out why is it that people don't want to pick up. Well, I know why.
Let's
people don't want to pick it
them.
Up because it's horrible. I wouldn't want to pick the thing up. But if I had a dog, I would. Yes, because I'm responsible. But I think, we need to figure out, because this problem's not going to go away. I really don't think having a doggy loo is going to help the situation either. It's a bigger problem than that.
Well, residents of the community told... Okay, so let's keep in mind, like, half of this community has at least one dog, Bob, okay? But in the 2 weeks since the lavatory was built, not one doggy defecation has been spotted in the area. Good job,
nice.
People. So, it's... I think, you know, one thing we can notice from this is that people don't want to clean up after their dog. It's irresponsible for so many reasons you might see, but at least this community said... Just have all your dogs do it in here, and then we'll have a professional or someone come and clean it up. So at least they found a system that works, where all they have to do is take their dog there, and yeah, maybe the community will pay for someone to clean it up, but at least it's not getting on people's shoes and getting into places it shouldn't be, you know?
Only I don't know too many animals, too many dogs that can time when they want to do something, and, you know, you have to work out whether you can actually get the dog to the loo in time.
But 2 weeks is a long time.
Yes, and according to some of my friends who do own dogs, they say that you can train a dog like a baby, that you can tell them to do the business at a particular place at a particular time and train them. And yes, that needs patience, and also I think these dog owners need to understand that you're not in this alone. You need to benefit others so others can... put a smile on their face when they see you and your dog in their neighborhood. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Bob Jones. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Come and find us on Easy FM Roundtable on WeChat. We are waiting for your message there. Bye-bye!